What?
Global controls will have to be imposed, and a world governing body will be created to enforce them.
Welcome to Tinfoil Hat. We go deep, homeboy. Eric, open your mind. Drink from the fountain of knowledge. There's lizard people everywhere. That's some interdimensional shit. Wake up, Aaron.
This is only the beginning.
There's... You just blew my mind.
Tinfoil hat. Tinfoil
hat. Yeah, and welcome to another fun, festive episode of Tinfoil Hat. You know who I am. You know what I'm here to do. Join me as always, XG and the place to be. How are you guys? How are you, dude?
I'm doing great.
You went to the Comedy Store party last night?
Yeah, it was popping, man. Everyone was there.
I was jumping.
Dude.
Chicks getting pregnant?
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
Like the old days.
There used to be a day where everybody was just fucking like champions. But now, because of this fucking social justice warrior, no one can enjoy it anymore. And the art of chuckle fucking is dying. But anyways, guys, some amazing stuff to announce. Real quick, I am proud to announce that the Chicago show is sold out. That's right, you guys showed up, bought every ticket. So it's this Saturday. Super duper excited. It's a Tinfoil Hat comedy night with Eddie Bravo, myself, and a bunch of our friends are coming there. We'll be doing some stand-up and answering all your questions. So those who got tickets, congratulations. Those who didn't, don't sleep, dog. Grab those tickets quick. Also, it's a big week for me. A couple things besides Chicago. Tomorrow night at the Comedy Store, it is Comedy Chaos. The first show, the 8:30 show, sold out so quickly, we decided to add a second show. It's the same lineup. Joe Rogan, Chris D'Elia, Brian Callen, Brandon Schaub, Eddie Bravo, myself, in both shows. And then the second show, I believe we're going to have George Perez pop up in there, and Kate Quigley, Mike Tully, a whole bunch of these people. So those tickets should move quickly too. So if you want to see that killer lineup, and you never know who might pop in, you never know. I got a couple people I'm talking to come in and do a spot just to get the whole hail the gang's all here. So grab those tickets right now at thecomedystore.com. And then my special, that's right, part two, Armageddon. That's right, it's coming out. It's all right, dude. That's it. You just go to Vimeo. You put in vimeo.com, on demand, Armageddon. It's Armageddon. Instead of an E in the middle, there's an O because I'm Armenian. Armageddon. Bam! Get it. It's the second part. It's 40 minutes of fire. I hope you guys enjoy it. So that'll be both of my specials are out. And then go to the podcast, Tinfoil Hat, podcast.com, all the latest episodes. The merch is up. And dude, we got a new merch, a shirt about to be put out. Super excited. I know you guys can't see it, but this is going to be the shirt that will be available in Chicago this week. I'm bringing 30 shirts. We'll see how it goes. And then that will eventually be available on the website. Guys, today's episode is brought to you by our good friends. Yes. Let me find out where this is real quick so I get this right, because they really hate when I butcher everything. I don't know why, but they do. Not these guys, everybody. But I'm very proud to announce this episode is brought to you by Simple Contacts. That's right. Go visit simplecontacts.com, okay? I'm so excited about this. I went and got my eyes checked. And I'm practicing on how putting the contact in and out. Because right now, I'm literally just taking a spork and just poking my eyes out trying to get it. But you know what? You get master, bam, you don't even know they're in. I love it, dude. Because these glasses are seriously cock-blocking me. Now, I know I have a girlfriend, but, you know, you just want to keep testing your kung fu, right?
Make sure you still got it, you know?
And it ain't going well right now. These glasses are cock-blocking me. When you look like one of the guys from Revenge of the Nerds, it's not going well for you. All right? So you guys got to go down. What you guys got to do is you go down to simplecontact.com/tinfoil20 and use the promo code tinfoil20. They have every kind of contact you want. Whatever brand you're looking for, they got it in spades. They can hook you up. It's a great deal.
They got free delivery too. I was just checking that shit right now.
They do?
Yeah.
That's the shit. I love that stuff, dude.
5-star ratings.
5 stars.
5 stars.
Come on, just like this read is 5 stars. That's how good this shit is. And I'm illiterate, man.
And they got a vision test on there.
They do. I don't know how they do that. I found that very interesting.
Yeah, I just clicked on it. It says vision test. I don't know if they'll tell you to step 5 feet back.
You know, and there's also got to be a way to game it, too. Like, have you ever done those traffic court? Like, it's online. You just have to go there, and it'd be some comic who can't get stage time teaching a driving test, and then you'd have to sit there for 6 hours as he works his material on you, and then he'd ask questions, and all the lonely people who have no one to talk to would ask 1,000 questions. So it'd be like 6 hours. Dude, now you can just go. It's like 15 minutes. It's ridiculous.
And even if you get it wrong, you just try again.
Yeah. So do you find yourself reading that annual appointment to renew, dreading that annual appointment to renew your contact prescriptions? Thankfully, there's Simple Contact, a great new app that makes time-consuming prescription renewal process very, very simple. Simple Contact lets you renew your prescription and reorder your brand of your license from anywhere. In minutes, Simple Contact brings a doctor's office to your home. The vision test is designed by doctors, and every test is carefully renewed by doctors. Simple Contact offers an amazing selection with every brand license, and their prices are hard to beat. The eye exam is just $20, and they offer free shipping, dude. It's that easy. So, dude, get that vision, homeboy. Gotta look good. I mean, just... being on the internet has killed my eyes. I mean, it's killed my eyes.
You're on it all the time now. Remember,
all
people
the
used
time.
To bitch about watching TV. Now it's on your phone.
Dude, I'm hustling. I'm trying to get, I'm banking something from nothing. And I'm on it all the time. And I love just shitting in people's birthday cakes by giving the newest conspiracies. to save $20, have your first Simple Contacts order. Go to simplecontacts.com/tinfoil20 and enter the promo code tinfoil20 at the checkout. So help us out. Help us help you. Help us help you. Stuff like the website, all that, that's what the sponsors help with. So help us help you. Help us. So I'm excited for today's show, man. I'm very excited. Joining us straight out of Florida, where every conspiracy seems to come from nowadays, they have a wonderful podcast. It's called Good Morning Jonestown, or Jonestown's Good Morning. Which one is it? Jonestown?
Good Morning Jonestown.
Good Morning good morning, Jones. I'm sorry. I mean a bag of dicks right now. Please welcome. They got a great podcast. I'm super excited to hear about it. I've listened to a couple episodes. They've killed it. And I'm glad they're joining us in the Truther community. Please welcome Russell Douglas and Tony Burkett.
Yes, that's it.
Bam!
You got those right. Damn, he got him right.
No, you're not in because I got it right. If I would have messed it up, you'd get in the Hall of Fame.
Okay.
So,
all right, I'm fine.
No awards for you,
dude. I'm fine with batting average.
Dude, let me just say something, dude. I'm super excited to have you guys on. You guys contacted me a long time ago, said like you like the show, so you want to start your own podcast, and I think that's fucking great. Tell us about your podcast so my listeners can, because they love hearing different podcasts. I'm always amazed when people say how many people who listen to this show go and listen to these other podcasts. Tell us a little about your podcast.
We're really a comedy show. We're both stand-up comedians, and we kind of shit on everything, including conspiracies. Where I'm into conspiracies, Russell not so much.
I mean, I am a little, just not as much as Tony.
Not as much as me.
Why do you not go as hard? Is it that you just don't believe it could be that diabolical, or you just don't want to know?
No, I don't, we don't have to get into it, but it's oftentimes, I think it's a much grander conspiracy that's really just about us not having access to psychedelics.
I can dig that.
You know the type.
I mean, Eddie Bravo thinks that it's all these conspiracies just to stop everyone from knowing that we live on a flat plane. Man, yeah. It might be that we have this thing with shrooms. I mean, it's good to see Oregon. They're probably gonna legalize mushrooms. I say we go everywhere up to Coke. Stop at Coke. Coke is it. You know, because every argument you use for weed, I can use for cocaine. Okay, all right. It's Mother Nature, right? Yes, it's ruined a lot of people's lives, but those guys had the best time going out as champions. And chicks like to have sex on Coke. That should just be enough to legalize it right there. I don't know what it is about cocaine, but they just let you turn them into fleshlights. They'll just do a gacker and you just light them the fuck up, and God bless them for it.
Yeah, so, we got no problem with that.
Yeah,
I have no problem with any of it.
I have no problem with, I think all drugs should be decriminalized.
Definitely.
That's the minimal.
Absolutely.
And prostitution, that should be decriminalized as well. This whole thing with what's her name and Trump, what's what he called her, horse face? What's her name?
Stormy Daniels.
Stormy Daniels, man. I mean, like, I think you should be able to sue for your money back if they squeal. Like, half the reason you're paying a chick to take the money is, one, you want to get laid, and two is, shut the fuck up. Where's the honor, dude? You know, I keep getting...
That's most of what you're paying for, right?
Yeah.
The secrecy and the discretion.
Go away. Don't ask me 30 questions after we fuck. Oh, what do you think? And you want to meet my parents? All that stuff. Boom. Out. Get out of the car. We're done. Bye-bye.
But he ended up suing her back.
He should. Well, he won the case.
Yeah, he won the case.
He's going to get... I mean, he basically... The judge said she's got to pay all of his legal fees. And, you know, dude, it's like... Listen, man. I've done a lot of shows with, you know, porn stars... And I know a lot of strippers, and I know some hookers. Some of them are trans hookers, okay? And they all just want to be seen as legitimate, right, and empowering. Well, the best way for that not to happen is for you to snitch on everybody who goes and uses your service. That's because what you're saying there is that look how fucked up these people are. They have to come to me to get laid. And you're really killing your own brand.
No one's gonna go back to you.
I think Stormy Daniels is the weirdest news story of 2018, just in the fact that, like, I said a porn star's name to my mom, and it wasn't on accident, and she knew who I was talking about. Man, we're living in a computer simulation.
Well, dude, if you don't think it's all staged, they had a porn star on ABC. Like, an ABC show had a porn star. Like, Jimmy Kimmel interviewed a porn star. That would never...
I thought...
That would never happen. Imagine if, would you think Jimmy Kimmel would ever interview the gay guy who said he smoked crack with Obama and sucked his dick? Do you think he'd ever?
Larry Sinclair?
Yeah.
Hey, well, our first lady's hot as fuck.
Yeah. Oh, dude.
That's the first time that
I would watch it. I would watch it if he did.
Hey, dude.
That's got to be more computer simulation proof, right? Like, any one of us right now can pull out our phones and look at the first lady's tits. Like,
yeah. I love it. I'm really just the biggest disappointment for me with the Trump administration, besides like the environmental stuff, is the lack of first lady, first daughter porn. There's been none. I thought we'd be flooded with it, and we'd just be watching them fucking scissor sister for the holidays, and we've got nothing. And I'm a little, and I know why, because they don't want to get they don't want the IRS to come after them. Because if I was the president, I saw my hot wife going down on my hot daughter, I'd be a little upset too, after I beat off, of course.
They're waiting for the election to roll that out.
That's Trump's whole thing every time too. Just wait to, like, first it was midterms, now they're saying he's not going after them till after the election in 2020. It's like, nah, dude, if you have enough proof to drop hammer, trust me. If he really wanted to win the next election, all he had to do was just go after the Clintons, and he would win in a landslide. You would get all the right, and then you would get all the conspiracy theorists. And that's who left the DNC. All the liberals who were in the conspiracy theorists who saw Bernie Sanders get fucked said, bye-bye.
Yeah, and they put in someone who couldn't beat Donald Trump instead.
Yeah.
People hate her more than they hate Donald Trump. That's why Donald Trump's the president. I'd rather vote for a reality TV star than you, even though you are one of the most qualified people to run for president. That's how shitty I think you are.
Well, yeah, I mean,
you know,
she's
and those
qualified.
People would love to see her go to jail. They would vote for him again if they could see her go to jail.
Hey, dude, I'm telling you right now, if he actually put them on trial, I would vote for him. And I will never vote for either party. Just that. I just don't think it's ever going to happen. I think everybody's so connected to this shit, they're never going to go after him. Ever. It's like, dude, at every level, there is... Like, the fact that Mueller is doing this Russian investigation, when everything he's saying about Trump, he literally did what Uranium won. It's just like, it's unbelievable to me. And nobody's talking about, like, why was Flynn talking to the Russians? Real simple, man. Kushner asked him to on behalf of, because Israel asked them to do it. Israel asked Kushner to ask Flynn to go talk to Russia because Israel was up. There was going to be some UN vote on whether they were going to condemn Israel for just fucking the Palestinians again, right? And they begged Russia. Israel wanted Russia to not to vote for it. They ended up not doing it anyways. But that's what that whole meeting was about. And it's just like unbelievable that nobody gives a shit. I mean, the amount of shit I took for just talking about how H.W. Bush needs to get fisted in hell for eternity was unbelievable to me. And it was by liberals. Like, what happened?
After the whole podcast, they heard all the bullshit they did, and they still complained about that?
It's unbelievable to me. People say... go on. Sorry, bud.
Oh, it was just the insanity of everyone hates Trump so much, they forgot the Bushes are evil.
Yeah.
You know, like...
Dude, he was meeting with the Bin Ladens when 9/11 was happening, and they flew them out of the country. Like, that dude was a piece of shit.
Dude, the Bushes have worked with every bad person.
Yeah,
since the dawn of time. I mean, like, think about this, dude. You know, so I got a lot of shit about the fact that they don't know if George Bush, not just George Bush Jr., but George Bush actually served the time he's in the military that he said he did. Because his stories are all over the place,
He wasn't a good person. He was off lollygagging with his dad, remember, doing the MK Ultra stuff.
Yeah. So the whole thing is this. So we know for a fact the Bushes worked with the Nazis. A fact. It's not a conspiracy.
Oh, yeah.
Prescott, the grandpa.
Yeah. Prescott Bush was basically a mobster, banker, and he worked with the Nazis. He helped fund them, helped them get like anything they needed because there were all these sanctions on them. He basically did.
And we had a no bandwidth. We couldn't even trade with them. It was against the U.S. to trade during the war with other countries. So he was breaking the law, first of all.
Yeah.
And not only breaking the law, but giving money to Nazis.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Fucking dirtbag.
Yeah, he's a scumbag, dude. So then, let me get this right. You're funding this side of the war, and then you're letting your son fight that side? It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense at all. You know? It's like, you would let your son go into a war to fight people that you're basically funding? Does that make any sense at all? It doesn't.
Really. No.
Doesn't make any sense. But, you know, what do I know? I get told my mental health is in bad places. I've never been more alive in my life. So
it's the fact that they hate Trump so much that they're willing to give those people a pass. That shows you how out of whack it all is and how stupid and meaningless it all is. Like, you're taking the moral high ground by forgiving someone who started a war that will never end, a war on terror. That's a blanket statement. Like, that'll never end.
Yeah, it's never meant to. I mean, just look at what happened with Vietnam. They literally made rules so they could not win. They didn't want them. I mean, that is where we're at.
I will bring this up, though. When Obama was president, I did notice that people on the right started to romanticize Bill Clinton a little bit, which was hilarious because they fucking hated Bill Clinton when he was president.
Yeah, it's dude, it's all pro wrestling. I mean,
exactly.
If they really looked at what Obama would do, they wouldn't hold him in such high regard. He's an elegant speaker. I'll give him that.
Well, look at Yemen right now.
He's a giant part of that, dude.
Yeah, Trump's still there, but that Obama started that shit.
Yeah.
And that one's horrible.
Well, dude, I mean, we're talking like genocide levels that we are participating in.
There's no food. They have a cholera or some fucking disease out there that's killing a bunch of babies. It's fucking horrible.
Who knows? And dude, I don't even know if we're going to be working with the Saudis that much longer. I think that this whole thing going after that prince is either there's going to be a coup or Saudis thinking about getting off the petrodollar and they're going to make the move to the yen or the yuan or whatever Chinese money is. Isn't that weird? What is it? Is it Juan? It sounds like a Mexican fucking paper. Yeah,
I have no idea.
It's pronounced Wen, and it's spelled N-G-U-Y-E-N.
Oh, so it's called the Wen. All I do is win, 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 win.
Sounds like the fucking Vegas casino.
Yeah.
It's the Wing casino.
Yeah. It's fucking, you know, so it's like, who knows what's going on with that? All I know is that they're all scumbags and whatever. You know, it was like 2 years in Obama's first, like, 4 years that I realized that he was just full of shit, too. And that's...
Yeah. They all are. They never not... They never won't be.
Yeah, I can't vote for anyone.
I can't vote.
Well, this James Jones guy met the president.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what we wanted to get in today. We wanted to talk Jonestown with you guys. Your podcast is named after it. But do you guys ever talk about it, or is that just...
Well... We do and we don't. You know, we were just talking about how divided the country is right now. And I think actually, when it boils down to it, I think that Jim Jones is something that we can all agree on. And by that, I mean, like, if you're on the left, you can certainly appreciate some of his socialist ideals.
For sure, dude. For sure. And that's, as I started, like, researching, I was, like, really blown away by him. Like, oh, man, this is like he actually had some pretty amazing beliefs.
Well, and here's the thing. And if you're on the right, I think you can appreciate him, too, because, I mean, he killed 1,000 socialists. I mean, I love him. I won't tell you why, but I mean, I love him.
We're not going to tell you. We love him for different reasons. Yeah. We're not going to tell you which is which.
Oh, that's interesting. It's almost like a little surprise at the end of the show on why you actually do love him. I mean, like, some people are born into a world of hell. World of shit. They come right into the world and they got 2 strikes against them. And it's just the truth, man. And so let's get into it, man. Basically, we're going to talk about the Jonestown Massacre. We'll get into that and what that all means. James Warren Jones was born on May 13th, 1931 in Indiana to James Thurman Jones, a World War I vet, and Lynette Putnam, okay? His father was an alcoholic and worked as a mystic fortune teller. Dude, imagine if your dad was a mystic fortune teller.
That's not the only thing.
That's not the only thing about his dad. His dad was also in the Ku Klux Klan.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, dude. That's crazy. Which probably back then were Democrats.
Oh, dude, his dad hated him.
Yeah.
Because he was all against, like, everyone's equal and shit. His dad was... kicked him out of the fucking house. He said no black people allowed in my house. He told them one time.
And that's what kind of got him in to realizing, because, you know, that was his first time of coming to the realization, like, oh, man, they treat black people like shit. And that's kind of what set him on the way to being who he became, you know, which was not a terrible person at first.
Yeah, first he seemed like an all right guy.
You're wrong. He was a fucking dirtbag as a kid. He was killing animals.
He was nuts. Dude, everyone who talked about him said he was a weirdo, straight up.
Yeah, he was a weirdo, but
he was reading books, man. That's a red flag. If you're a kid and you're reading books, you're supposed to be out playing doctor with your little sister's friends.
Yeah, you know? Dude. This guy, he's reading Karl Marx, Joseph Stalin, Adolf Hitler, and Gandhi. Like, Gandhi's got to be like, why am I in with this group? Yeah. What do I do? I like to bang hookers. Why am I in this fucking group of scumbags?
He didn't care if he was good or evil. He just wanted to be great.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah.
You know, it's always why, there's some things that I could understand socialism, and there's some things I can understand libertarianism. I'm on no side, but there are, each time there's something. The problem with socialism is a couple things. One, you are really trusting in your fellow man. And if there's anything I realize about men, especially men, but the human race, egos kill everything. Egos destroy everything. And there's just one guy who wants more than everybody else.
Yeah. Right. I think socialism can work if you have a closed group and no one's retarded or an asshole.
So if you can find a not retarded asshole and you can find about a million of them, you have a chance.
Right. And just isolate yourselves on a continent, you know, like Australia or something, just removed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No assholes, no idiots. I think it could work.
And that's everybody gets to bang each other's chicks. That's it. Everybody gets to fuck everybody. That's the rule.
Of course. That's the only way socialism can work. It has to be all the way around.
Just Reverend Jim gets to bang him. We'll get there.
We'll get into that too. That always becomes the thing, dude. That always becomes the thing. And whenever you believe in idealism, you're gonna fail. And it sounds to me like Jim Jones. And I really want to call him John Jones. I really want to call him John Jones. I don't know why, but I keep feeling I'm going to say John Jones. But he has these very good, idealistic things. I think we all kind of agree with that. We're all equal, okay? That this ruling class is just running a train on the lower class. These things that we all agree with. The problem is when you attempt to put this into real life, when you apply this in real life, you run into a couple of things, especially countries that tend to be socialist, right? We see these right. countries that run to be socialist, and they never end up doing that well. Well, mostly because the system that runs the entire world, which is the International Monetary Unit, or what is it, the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund, I think that's what it's called. They basically run everything. And when you start doing these programs, they find a reason to hate you, and they put economic boycotts on you, and it ends up crashing and burning. Now, whenever you bring up socialism, Hitler is always the first one that comes up, mostly because people don't know Jim Jones was a socialist. They just think he was a crazy Kool-Aid guy, right? So they bring up Hitler. But, you know, as I learn more about Hitler, he's most likely a Rothschild put there in place by the Rothschilds. Because what do we always say? That officials aren't voted in, they're selected. So he gets put in there, he starts talking about these socialist programs, starts to apply them, and kills 6 million Jews. And now everyone's like, socialism, dude, what do you want to be, Hitler? Come on. And it always crashes and burns. And and then they're always like, oh, it leads to communism. Who knows? But it's never gotten a chance to actually work. There are some things that I would like to hear. I'd like a chance at. I'd like to not have to go to the hospital and have to file bankruptcy. I would like that.
Right.
In some places that works, I think, because they don't have so many people. Like, you've probably been to New Zealand, right?
Yeah. No, I've been to Australia.
Okay. Well,
same thing.
Pretty much the same. Just, better accent in New Zealand, if you ask me.
Yeah, and they have hobbits.
Yeah, they got – yeah. So, but they got – they got some socialist things like medicine and shit, but it's still a capitalist. You can open a business there and you don't have to stand in bread lines or anything like that. I think it's when you go full socialist, like full communist, basically.
Yes.
like the old Russia that shit never works.
Yeah, where the government owns everything and it's like.
Right.
Like, basically, right. They want us to be the Green Bay Packers, right? They want the town to own the team. And that's why Aaron Rodgers listens to nobody, because he's the richest guy in Wisconsin. And there's no leadership there. And it doesn't fucking work. You don't want to get rid of that part of capitalism. There is no free market in health insurance and the hospitals. There's nothing but collusion, okay?
Yeah.
Show me the 99-cent store for heart surgeries. Just show me where that is. There is none, right? If you get cancer, you're fucked either way. If you survive, you got these bills, and then you might not survive. So it's just like, it sucks, man. If there was an alternative that would make the price go down, that's free market. Free market is cell phones. Free market is hamburgers.
Right.
These are like where the prices just keep going low. You're like,
but it'd also be weird, though. You're in a fucking ambulance, and you're fucking searching for the best deal.
Well,
you get what I mean? You just got to go over the thing.
Well, you want options, though, dude, right?
Well, you just have an app for it.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Heart surgery. No, go to the other one. I have a fucking Groupon ticket, No, I get that. But the point is, it's like there's no competition. Everyone agrees across the board. Boom, we're going to charge this much. And it's like, where are you going to go? Where are you going to go? They're like, how can we not? For this, I don't know.
Even then, I still think they do what the gas does.
What?
They talk to each other and be like, well, don't make sure you don't push it past $2-3.
Yeah, for sure,
they do that shit anyway. So either way, it'd still be at a fucking...
Well, I don't even think gas stations make money off gas. I think they make money off... No. They make money off a movie theater. Like, a movie theater
the
doesn't
popcorn.
Make... Yeah.
The gas stations make money off the popcorn.
Yeah,
that's the ethanol.
Yeah, man. It's
they
just...
They make the most money out of tobacco and alcohol sales, and then the concession stuff is second to that.
Right. So it's just like that, it's very funny because a lot of people think we get all of our oil from Saudi. We've been getting less and less. We keep finding new stuff through fracking, which is horrible for the environment, but they get it through fracking. So, and then they always, it's so interesting when oil goes up. They're like, oh yeah, there was an explosion at a refinery. I'm like, why is that my fault? That's your fucking fault. You eat it on your end. That's like going to a restaurant and you're like, oh yeah, the waiter fucking spilled your food. We got to jack the price up. It's like, no, that's your fucking, I don't know where that's going. But the point is back to, he had some very good ideas. I think this might be true, that Jim Jones was the first family. He got married when he was very young. And they were the first white family ever to adopt a black child. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I read that. And another thing is, whenever he started the People's Temple, like whenever he was, you know, socialist, and it seemed to work when he was doing it like a micro level. And then he went out to San Francisco and tried to do it on a macro level. And I mean, we know how that ended. But when he was doing it like in Indianapolis, where the People's Temple started out, like he went around to local business owners and to local politicians, and he got some of the places in Indianapolis to integrate before the civil rights movement. Like, he was doing things, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He was nuts. And then when he moved, dude, that's whenever he tried to go macro with it and went bonkers.
Well, yeah. I mean, he also moved to, the guy adopted like a ton of kids.
Yeah.
Adopted a ton of kids, man. He did have some, I mean, like, yes, he totally killed that cat, and that's, you know, that's serial killer shit. I give you that.
He put on a beautiful service for it, though.
Just to put on a service, a funeral, you know?
He was going to be a minister. Make no mistake.
Yeah, dude, there's nothing creepier than a kid consumed with death. Yeah. Right? You ever meet those kids?
No.
On my other podcast, we had a six-year-old in here, and she goes, "Is everything funny?" I go, "Yeah." What if your friends die? I'm like, dude, you're six.
Yeah.
No one in your life's going to die for a long time. Enjoy it. You get to my age every week. It's like, who's dead now?
Enjoy it. Enjoy it, Chucky.
Yeah, enjoy your fucking life. The first one adopted kids. So then I think he heard that there were some like rumblings that maybe something's up. That, you know, like he's abusing his power, which inevitably happens, dude. Like if you become a cult leader, you're like a person who buys a comedy club. Eventually you go crazy because you have you have so much power. Everybody's kissing your ass. Everybody's like, everybody wants the ring. You know what I'm saying? So there's only so much stage time.
Dude, I know it. I host the open mic, so I know exactly what you're talking about, man. Just the power.
God. By the way, when every female comic complains about how they were treated in comedy, they complain about a guy who ran an open mic, and now your face is now the face every time they mention it. No, I'm like kidding, dude.
Hey, I married the woman I harassed.
Oh, that's great. That's great, dude. You're going to get this for life,
that's
baby.
That's a good way not to get hashtag me too.
For sure. She gets it.
Married, which gives us a certain sense of freedom in a lot of ways.
Dude, yeah. I'm telling you. I mean, like, getting older is rough in some ways, but, man, it's very freeing in other ways. It's like all this social stuff. I've got to be out. Nah. I'm just going to go home, do nothing.
If it's over 15 years, you never care. Like, well, global warming, I'm not going to be here.
Me and my girlfriend, we've been together 15 years, man. Fuck, I get
really?
I get cuckolding. I get it at this point, dude. Cuckling, I get it. let's Uber that asshole.
Cuck hell. Yeah, cuck hell.
Whatever it is, dude, I am in. So then in 1971, Jim Jones moves his temple to San Fran. And that's a very interesting time in San Francisco. Because that's like kind of towards the end or the later part of the hippie movement. And there's one thing we know about the hippie movement. It was very much controlled opposition by the CIA. I mean, we've done shows on it before where the Grateful Dead were the house band for Timothy Leary, who's basically the acid dealer for the CIA.
Yeah. There's a lot of weird stuff going on there. And at first he established himself in local politics. He was like the head of the housing commission. He was basically the landlord of San Francisco, you know, and he was getting involved with all these politicians and stuff.
You want to know why they loved him?
Why?
Because he'd get his 1,000 fucking people to go wherever the politician had a poll or whatever. So it would always show like it was a packed house. And that's why politicians loved them. They would go always, hey, bring your people over here. Be on my side. Yeah. And then the part that he contributed was bringing 1,000 motherfuckers because whatever he said, these people did.
So he was he basically did bringer shows. Is that what he is?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, that's what he was.
And he brought 1,000 people.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
1,000 people wherever he went.
And that's every cult does that, by the way. They just love to just get homeless people and have them show up. And, you know, I mean, isn't that what the cult from the Wild Wild Country did?
Oh, that one that was that told them that we'd pick you up. All they had to do was vote.
Yeah.
And then they changed the law where you have to live in this in this state for like longer than 2 months. And they're like, fuck.
Every cult just ends up going crazy, dude, because it's like, except for Scientology, because they never had like a date of when everything's going to end, right? It never was this whole thing where like, it's always about bettering yourself. These other cults, they just want to take over. That's
the
whole thing.
I think the reason Scientology made it too, though, is because like the cult leader died before it really took off.
Ah.
And so then that gives it more of a like religion feel, because like your messiah is dead. You know what I mean?
Ah.
Like, and I think
never
that's
thought
what,
about that. That's a really good point.
I think that was their secret, you know? So, you know, if we ever start a cult, we're going to kill the leader.
All right. All right. That's a great idea, dude. They had a cult in upstate New York, dude, which is so weird to have a cult there, but they had one. And it was just that Nexium sex cult. And it's such a weird place for a cult to be. Because it's just like this redneck fucking, it's so redneck up there. It just doesn't.
Tell us about redneck.
Tell us about rednecks,
yeah,
please.
But listen, dude, Florida gets a bad rap because of Florida, man. It's one of the best states to do stand-up in, by far.
It's
one of the best states. I love going there. I can't go to Tampa enough. I can't go to Tampa.
We're on the other end.
we're Orlando, right?
No, we're next to Alabama. Yeah, we're in Pensacola.
We're in the panhandle in the even shittier part.
What year is it there? 85?
Well, we just let women start voting.
Yeah.
Mistake. They don't vote now, by the way.
Our wives. You know. We just let our wives start voting, but the women here have been allowed to vote for 5 years.
They don't have vote now. They like none of them went to vote for Hillary. None of them. They only vote in American Idol. That's about all they vote on. That's it.
They ain't letting you pick American Idol, dude. That's how you know your vote doesn't count, man. Dude, you remember a few years ago, it was like on the Howard Stern show, there was that guy who sucked on American Idol, and he was like, everybody vote for him. He was like the Indian kid.
Sanjaya.
Yeah. And they were like, everybody vote for him. And he came in first the next week. And then the week after that, he was like, all right, double hard this time, vote for him. And the next week, he was like third. And then the week after that, he was like voted off the show. Like, they wouldn't let us pick the American Idol because there's millions of dollars at stake. Why would they let us pick the president of the United States?
I couldn't agree more. I mean, dude, listen, I hope the stuff with Q is real. I hope it is, because that's hope, you know? I mean, they're like, you want that to happen because that's the right thing. These people need to be tried and thrown in Guantanamo Bay. It's sad that it might not. It's really sad that people are rooting against conspiracy theorists and rooting for war criminals. Yeah. Like, at the end of the day, like, you know, they love to, like, combine, like, the religious right with conspiracy theorists. And we are not. There are some, obviously, there's some people who always talk about God and country and all that shit, but it's not all of us. At the end of the day, I think if you ask every conspiracy theorist, they want George Bush and Dick Cheney in jail as much as they want Obama and Hillary. So, I mean, it's just like, it's like when they're talking about YouTube and Twitter getting rid of all these right people, they're not right. It's not the right. They're getting rid of truthers. People who, go on.
Oh, I got to be honest. I also want Trump in jail, but mainly because that motherfucker has $1 billion. He could have fucked any porn star he wanted. He did Stormy fucking Daniels, dude.
I mean, it makes it even worse that you called her horse face, dude. I mean, at least you spent a lot of money on horse face.
Sexuality.
Dude, he's 71. You got to hit whatever you can at that point, dude. Like, you can't pick.
He's got a type, dude, and it's like Dog the Bounty Hunter's wife.
The shit that looks like his daughter.
What are you talking about, dude? His wives have all been hot.
I know, that's his wife, though, but who he's paying for sex, they're like women I thought were hot when I first started jacking off. You know, like circus titties and bleach blonde hair. Like, it was what I was into when I was in seventh grade. Like, he has $1 billion and can have sex with, you know, any type he wants, and that's what he's still into.
I don't think he fucks Melania. She doesn't look like someone who gets fucked.
Hey, he ain't doing it right. I can tell.
Dude, yeah. I mean, they're all swingers at that level. Everybody's fucking everybody at that point. It's just like who gets her pregnant is basically stuck with the fucking bill at that point. I want to get into CIA again about with Jim Jones, because this plays a big role in this whole thing. You know, as you know, mostly all movements in we've studied has been controlled by the CIA. I mean, if you just look at like whether it's the, you know, the hippie movement,
JFK.
Well, I mean, if you take a look at even Charles Manson, they say that was all a psyop. That was done on purpose to make people afraid of hippies. Think hippies were dangerous people.
I think the social justice warrior thing might be too, man.
Oh, for sure, man. For sure.
I got to be honest. I know a lot of fucking college educated liberals and none of them are that crazy. Maybe it's just because we live in the South. And you got to kind of be more toward the middle. But, like, I don't meet the people I see on Twitter. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, it's all, yeah, I've always said it's astroturfing. These blue checks are just astroturfing. And you even talk to people. You get more tweets and retweets when you have a blue check by your name. You get seen more if you have a blue check by your name. And then you look at these people who you don't even know what website they work for. And they have hundreds of thousands of followers. Get out of here, man.
Right.
It's all psyop and it's AI. They know, like, if you say certain words, you know, that you're one of the people they want to retweet. It's like, and dude, I was talking about it, man. I mean, we're doing an episode after this on big pharmaceuticals. Basically, dude, political correctness was created. This way of raising children was all created to fatten these kids up. So when they get to the real world, they just fracture because there's no world in which how they are operating now exists. Unless you're going to make money in being offended all the time, which that's a cottage industry. You can basically make a living writing books and protesting and tweeting and making videos, being offended by everything.
Right.
Get out in these, you know, so that's where your job is. I mean, anybody here want to go to Berkeley? Anybody want to go Cal State? It sounds horrible.
I used to want to when, like, in the 90s when I was in high school. I was like, man, I'd like to go to Berkeley or UC Boulder, but now I'm like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah, it used to be liberal. It used to be the
now
old
I just want to go there and fight.
Yeah, dude. You got these trust fund kids riding in fucking Gucci shoes. Like, what are you doing? And it's all the trust fund kids. They're all being – that's another thing. They just get these kids, like this David Hogg kid from this school shooting, right? And people hate hearing this shit, but his dad was the FBI, worked for a fucking weapons company called like Cubic, and his grandfather fucking founded MasterCard. Like, this is not just an average Joe off the street.
No.
Yeah, he learned very young to capitalize on a tragedy.
Yeah.
Like, the fact that, you know, you're going around calling for gun control when your father made so much money in guns is just hilarious to me.
And when you live in Florida, dude, this is the Wild West, dude. You need a gun here. You know what I mean? Like, no.
You stand your ground over there.
I couldn't agree more, dude. It's just ridiculous.
Hey, I don't want to have to, but
I'm gonna.
You don't pick your dog shit up off my lawn, I'm not gonna not shoot you.
Dude. And not picking up your dog shit is a crime that is worthy of being shot at. So
that is a crime.
It is
for 100%. I'm gonna do an episode on what happened when countries with the population of the United States banned guns. What happened immediately after? It did not go good for anybody.
And genocide.
And the fact that the kids of the rich kids who lived in gated communities and went to private schools and yet have bodyguards are telling everybody they don't need guns is laughable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so, I got to be honest, I don't have children and I don't really want to live necessarily. So I'm okay with a little collateral damage from people having guns. You know what I mean?
Yeah, dude. It's. Like, this is the most peaceful time in the history of, like, human beings.
Well, okay, so you know how they went from San Francisco, they went to Geneva.
No.
You know they gave them money? The government gave them money to protect themselves out there?
In Geneva?
Or
Guyana? Guyana, my bad. Yeah.
Guyana, yeah.
I was like, what?
How did I not hear this?
No, my bad, but they gave them.
This is a new segment we call XG's Magic Facts, where he makes something up. It's Ghana.
They
it's
gave
Ghana.
Them a bunch of Swiss Army knives. No, nah, but so they just sent them on their way.
But they gave them money too, though.
Yeah, of course they did.
They hooked them up.
Basically, what happened was, I mean, dude, if you're a socialist in San Francisco, where the CIA is basically running fucking acid tests on everybody, just getting like people that they think flipped on the family, the CIA, they would get hookers to grab them, bring them back to the brothels, and they would hit them with acid and just see what really was going on in their skulls. It's crazy, right? So why is Ghana interesting? Well, Ghana was basically celebrating their independence right before this happened. They were basically, where's the flag? You know, I'll replace it with the Ghana flag, which was raised. Ghana achieved independence from the United Kingdom on May 26, 1966, and became a republic on the 23rd of February. The remaining members of the Commonwealth, the United States Department, the U.S., what is this? The U.S. State Department and the CIA and the British government all had a hand in trying to stop Ghana from becoming Guyana. Dude, we both butchered it. We're both good. Guyana from becoming a communist country. They basically did what the United States does, goes into a country, takes out a guy that doesn't fit their values, and they put in their own dude.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
So the CIA was basically working out of the U.S. Embassy in Guyana, okay? They were already there Jim Jones decided to move down there. So they already had a present there, which is very interesting, you know?
Well, I think that one of the most interesting thing about this whole story is the time when he was in San Francisco, what led him down to Guyana. He was a government worker. I mean, he was the head of the Housing Commission. And in 1973, he got caught up on some like Pee Wee Herman shit where he got caught jacking off in like a movie theater or whatever. And that's when he got like real anti-government, right. Which, I mean, I get it. If I'm the head of a church and I get busted jacking off in a movie theater, like, I'm gonna get anti-government too. I'm gonna be like, they lie about everything, that's especially about me jacking off in the theater. We know I didn't do that, you know.
Yeah, and when Pee-wee Herman got busted jerking off, he's jerking off in a place where you're supposed to go jerk off. It's in a an adult bookstore. Guess what, there's no books at the adult bookstore. There's places to jerk off. He did it in the place you should.
Jim Jones got busted and arrested, but then later charges were dropped. And not long after that, he moved to Guyana with his...
Interesting.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Dude, he went buck wild after he got caught jacking off in that theater.
Yeah, dude, he was fucking everybody.
Dude, he was, like, talking about his sexual escapades in front of the... And, dude, he was, like, the most openly gay, closeted homosexual on the planet, if that even makes sense.
It does.
Like, he'd be on stage talking about his sexual escapades, and he's like, oh, and all the women, just all the women, you know, and y'all complain, I don't know why, y'all just lay there and I'm on top doing all the work all night long. And then he's like, and I lay down with men, it disgusts me. But I have to do it because,
about that on stage?
Socialism. He's like, I lay down with men. It disgusts me, but, you know, got to do it because the socialism. Yeah. Like, he was buck wild. He was making, like, hit.
He had Mandingo fights.
He had Mandingo fights in church. He was making people fist fight.
Someone was unconscious.
And he was laughing. There's a recording of it. Dude, his laugh sounds exactly like Bert Kreischer, dude. Right hand to God, dude. Look it up. Bert Kreischer laughs like fucking Jim Jones.
Holy shit, dude.
We even sent you the link. Isn't that the link we sent?
Dude, he would put on Mandingo fights and laugh. He'd make people get on stage and, like, denounce their families.
And he would make them talk about how they would kill their families.
In front of the whole congregation, dude. There's videos and recordings of all of it, dude. It's bonkers. Which, that's a part of the mind control there, is making you get on stage in front of a crowd.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Denounce your family and say you want to kill them and blow up a church with them inside of it.
Yeah,
and, like, that's brainwashing. But, dude, at what point are you being brainwashed and like there's Mandingo fights going on at your church, and not only do you keep going there, but then you're like, I think I'm gonna move to another country with this guy. Like, what point do you snap out of that shit and Mandingo fighting at church? Like, I'm out.
That's the whole thing. When you like you listen to all the stuff that Scientology does, you're like, why'd you guys go along with that? There's so much of this, you're like, you guys are fucking idiots. It's kind of like how I feel about all these libertards and Russian collusion. I'm like, you guys are just fucking idiots. There's no common sense anymore. You're just...
Dude, as fucked up as it sounds to say, like, do those people were going to be programmed by someone? Like,
yeah,
they were going to... That type of person that would, like, go with that, you're going to be programmed by somebody. In a way, I'm almost glad it's by someone who got you to kill yourself instead of you kill a bunch of other people. You know what I mean?
No,
like,
for
that sounds
sure,
fucked
for
up.
Sure. I mean, like, if you look at them, they remind me a lot of the Scientologists you see out here. When you see them, there's nothing remarkable. They have nothing that stands out. They're not super pretty. They're not super ugly. They're just, like, really, like, they just don't stand out. So, I mean, it's just like they're in a town where, like, they're trying to make it, and they just don't know. So they join a group.
What's that thing called when you cut, like, a paper and you, like, they all look alike?
Oh, what is that called, Aaron?
Cookie cutter?
Yeah, like that shit. They're all like, cookie cutters. Yeah, they're all the same
shit. Dude, they're all, like, fucking hard sixes. You know what I'm saying? The ones that are
basic, you got to have a real basic mind to buy into that kind of shit. So they're probably going to just be basic on all levels.
You're just like, you know, I'll do anything to make it. So I'm just going to buy in, which I see everybody do. Like when you see
there are a lot of like Scientologists doing stand up.
No,
are there any Scientologists, stand up comedians?
There's a lot of sellouts doing stand up and they just buy into this stuff. And you see them doing all this. Virtue singling, and it's just like, dude, I know you're not that guy. What are you doing? And you're just like, there's this thing that you just feel like you got to somehow let everybody know you want to play ball, you know?
Right. Sounds gross.
I mean, like, where was that? Oh, okay, so I do this podcast called Punch Drunk Sports, right? And we're doing an episode, and we have to pay off bets. And Ari decides he's going to shove a hot dog up his ass. I have to pay my bet off. So in the heat of the moment, with the energy in the room, everyone, good job, I'd shove a hot dog up my ass, okay? So right there, I understand.
And
like,
now you're a member of the Church of Scientology.
For sure, dude. High-ranking member. Got a parking spot. But the point is that, you know, I could see how people get caught up. And you're like, well, why didn't anybody say anything? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like when everybody's, like, talking about what a great person George H.W. Bush is. And you're like, you're just caught up in the moment acting like, because everybody else is doing this, you're doing it too. And you know that guy's a shit stain. What are we doing
here? Yeah,
you're like when Ronald Reagan died and everyone was acting like he wasn't a fucking idiot. And I was like, man, weren't we just talking about 5 years ago how he was the worst president we've had in modern times, and now you guys think he was some kind of goddamn legend?
Dude, like, it's people who are going to end up on the wrong side of history because they're trying so hard to end up on the right side of history. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, they'd rather be right than do right, and that's a big thing. They'd rather their guys be right, and then, like, I will stick to this Russian collusion story for 2 years in, you know, even though the big conviction he got was nothing about Russian collusion and just being fucking complete scumbags, except for Flynn, which just like, he was just doing what fucking Kushner told him to do because that's the president's kid. I mean, son-in-law, but you know, they all play ball at that level. So if you go to a pig farm, you're going to find pig shit. If you're looking for corruption in Washington, D.C., it's fucking everywhere. It's not that hard to do.
Well, it's the thing where, like, you were willing to acknowledge that, look, if they had stuff on the Clintons, it'd be out by now. Like, people would love that and eat it up. So they probably, you know, it's not going to happen.
Well, hold
on. It's like
they
those
got
people,
stuff. They're just not putting it out. They got a ton of shit.
Right. It's just being blocked. And it's like, why can't people on the other side be like, if there was something, if they really had a case on this Russian collusion, dude, you think they wouldn't have it out there yet? Like, what are they waiting?
What are they waiting for?
What are you waiting for? There's nothing there. Like, move forward.
Yeah.
I also, I also feel like if they had something substantial, why would they not have rolled that shit out during the midterms?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you remember they were saying, well, the Politico's saying that get ready for, you know, to be underwhelmed with the investigation. All of a sudden it's ramped up again. And then Flynn gets no jail time. No jail time. It's just like, dude, it's so obvious what's going on. It's just anything to get people angry. And it's like, anybody,
that's all it is, dude. But, divide and conquer.
But they just got to keep half the country pissed off.
Oh, yeah. If we actually came together like they are in France right now, the way they're going, fuck you, man. They would fucking quiver in their boots, man. They would do it in a heartbeat. But two people are just fighting with each other too much. So, I mean, and then you just look at these people like, you know, Jim Jones is a lot like these fucking people, man. He believed in idealism, and then it just got out of control. Like, nobody, I think, goes into politics going, I want to be a corrupt piece of shit and destroy the country. But they get there, and they see, oh, shit, this is the game, right?
Yeah, it's the norm. This is it. This is the job, is being a piece of shit.
Don't you think that, like, in order, I mean, maybe I'm just cynical, but I feel like in order to even think that you should be a politician, you either have to be really naive or very narcissistic. I've never my whole life been like, you know what? I should be in charge of some shit. Like, I've never thought of that, dude. And I've been like a manager somewhere. And I'm like, why did you make me a manager, dude? I smoke weed,
dude,
on the clock.
Dude, that's never once occurred to me that I should be in charge of some shit. And you know, I'm not the most humble person, dude. Sometimes I'll be like making love to my wife, and I'll catch myself fantasizing about sucking my own dick, and it still hadn't even occurred to me to run for president.
Dude,
you know?
Thank you for your honesty. This is a place of truth. And, you know, I mean, we are talking about Jim Jones. He probably tried to suck his own dick 1,000 times, like each one of us has. There's that one point you're like, can I just kiss the tip? Can I just kiss?
I got really good at yoga, plus, and I met my wife, yoga teacher.
Wow, they have yoga in that area? I thought that area banned yoga because it was like the devil or some shit.
No, man, you know.
I'd love to see you do downward dog one time. That'd be great.
Well, I'll get her up here next time.
I love it. Okay, so real quick, we gotta jam through some stuff right now because I just want to get... So basically what's going on is... So they go there, they make a deal with the country, Guyana, what? Guyana, okay. They make a deal with Guyana, okay. So they make this deal, and they could set up shop, and then they even get to be able to basically import stuff. And then, they, of course, what do? They basically bribe everybody, so now they can get guns in. They can start importing guns. And then they get a jewelry permit, and that's how they got the cyanide in. I don't know how that fucking happened, but basically they get this. They can be jewelers, and now boom, they're importing cyanide.
Right.
So
they were setting it up to be like its own country.
Yeah.
But it was never gonna work, dude. Like, the day they got there, the first thing he did was take their passports.
Yeah.
And those facilities, that was meant to fit 300 people, and they had 1,100 people there.
Yeah, dude. I mean, it's like a carnival cruise. Like, they just crammed way too many people.
Crammed people in and tried to, like...
enough food or beds for them and shit. And
so it was like that fire festival, basically?
Yeah. but one thing that they said is someone who had been down on a fact-finding mission said that, like, that it was 1,100 people living where 300 people should live. That it was essentially squalor, you know, like farm-like quality to it. They said, but the medical facility there at Jonestown was state-of-the-art. That's the quote, state-of-the-art.
Yeah, all the latest medical
equipment. All the latest medical equipment.
Oh, my, it's so interesting.
Bunch of needles for that cyanide.
Yeah. So interesting. Yeah. I mean, it's just unbelievable. So on top of that, he's got a fucking insane drug problem.
Yeah. Big time, dude.
Dude, when you listen to some of his like later speeches once they're in Guyana,
it's so obvious.
Dude, he's on so many pills, like he can't talk right.
So he's basically Pablo Francisco at the fucking Sacramento Punch.
Yeah. I've seen it. Know what you're talking about.
God, I love Pablo. That was just a joke. I love so
shots fired, Pablo.
No, dude, I love you. No. I love you. I take it back. So we so he's just out of control. On top of that, he can bang anybody there. I mean, he is just he's literally king shit on Turd Island. He literally owns everything.
Yeah. That's the whole thing with a cult is you create a small universe where you're God. You know what I mean?
And he did it.
Yeah, he did it.
God bless him, though, dude. I mean, like, God bless somebody who fucking made some goals and achieved them.
Dude, when it boils down to it, like, you know, a lot of people compare him to Charles Manson, but he was more like Adolf Hitler. Like, Adolf Hitler, like, there's a certain level of nut job. And it's like, if you're born with that certain level of nut job and you have a micro penis, you become Adolf Hitler. If you have that level of nut job and you're born with like a macro penis.
Hold on.
Are you
telling me he's got a little dick?
No, I'm telling you that he definitely had a huge cock.
Yeah,
Hitler had a micro penis. Jim Jones was slinging a pepperoni, dude.
Yeah, but that's Hitler though, dude. Hitler, they always come out with new things about Hitler. They're always like, oh, Hitler was gay, which I think he could gotten some gay shit because he was doing crystal meth and they call that the queer juice. So you're going to do meth. Sure. You're going to shove something in your butt.
Well, Jim Jones was doing poppers and shit, so
yeah.
He was like on everything he could get.
It was the cocaine
era. On some stuff. But dude, the thing about it is, like he was a Hitler figure. You know what I mean? Like,
well, he did ring Hitler. I mean, it makes sense.
It's just like instead of, like, you got to be a moron to follow that guy down there. I hate to say that because there's victims and there's survival. But, dude, if you go down there, like, you're a moron. And, like, he's like Hitler, except instead of killing Jews and midgets and shit, like, he was just killing stupid people, man.
Okay. Like, again, not a bad guy. Not a bad guy.
No, he was bad. He was a piece of shit, but he just took out.
I mean, killing stupid people. I mean, like, they ruin everything.
Yeah, right. He was like the best version of a Hitler.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
But I think
don't quote me on that.
I think him slinging all the dick really kept his numbers down.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
You know, 1,100 people is nothing. Like Hitler's got those micro penis numbers.
It's my theory that where teachers hook up with the students at high schools, those schools don't have school shootings because nobody wants to shoot up a school after you busted a nut. You know what I'm saying? It's like they're actually crime fighting. They're actually crime fighting. So it's getting crazier and crazier. He's out of control. Here's where things go bad. He basically has there's people in the media in the United States are talking about him. He is, you know.
He gets some reporters to come down, right?
Well, no, he wanted reporters to come down.
Well, at one point he said no, and then he's like, you know what, come through. And then he had welcome signs when they showed up.
Okay, so in August 1978, Jones's health is declining. Okay, he's telling everybody he's got lung cancer, but he'd been abusing injectable LSD. Injectable.
Shit.
Dude, he was on another level, dude.
Yeah.
Valium, and Quaaludes, stimulus for many years.
Dude, and when the news crew came down there, one lady was able to slip a letter to somebody.
Yeah.
And basically, like, we're being held captive here.
Yeah, and that's when the congressman came down, right?
Leo Ryan.
Yeah.
Leo Ryan. Yeah,
so at the height of their power, they had 1,000 members at the commune. In 1978, November 14th, 1978, Leo Ryan, senator, congressman, and dude,
that's the whole story right there.
That's when that shit gets fucking.
This is when it gets
the
real.
Whole story, dude.
That's the whole, all you need to know about it.
Yeah. Because this guy is basically taking JFK's playbook.
Yeah, he was trying to take down the
CIA.
Or at least, like, make them more transparent.
He was trying to get Congress to have veto power over CIA and covert missions. So at the end of the day, he could say, you know, if they're trying to do some Bay of Pigs shit, that Congress could say, nope, basically, the ability to stop the CIA from doing whatever the hell they want to do. He was pushing a bill to do that.
And you know, I agree with him, dude. I mean,
absolutely.
I agree with you. The CIA didn't.
And that's why he was the one who was sent on a fact-finding mission to Guyana.
Here's what happened, dude. As a congressman, I forget where I got this from. It's this guy on Scribs. I'll put his link to his thing in the podcast info. But it's basically he would routinely do things that others thought were unthinkable, such as dropping in at the CIA headquarters in Langley, Virginia, to interrogate the spy masters about what they hadn't been telling Congress. He was like, according to sources formerly close to Ryan, they would accommodate. Oh, hold on, dude. Formally, blah blah blah. He wanted to pass a bill. Excuse me, the Hughes-Ryan Amendment, a law that would require the CIA to notify 8 separate committees of Congress, totaling some 200 legislators and staff, prior to an undercover operation. Right? Which is like, we want to know about the black ops you're doing. Which again, I agree with.
Me too. That's great. Exactly. We should do that.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
checks and balances.
Yeah.
The CIA
dude.
shouldn't be allowed to do whatever the hell they want.
No.
I mean, like, dude.
Speaking of Bush, George H.W. Bush, putting reins on that piece of shit.
I mean, this is in what year? What is this? What did I say? 74? I
think 74.
70. I mean, that's right around when Bush is the head of the CIA, if I'm not correct. Right around then.
Yeah. That was, yeah.
Yeah, was CIA director what years? Let's see.
He went from CIA director, and then he, you know, was vice president.
Yeah.
And now, now he's in hell. I'm sure he has a leadership position there.
Yeah, he's probably running for president, and he probably tried to get Hinckley to assassinate Satan.
He's running for Satan.
Do they have hell for reptiles? I don't know.
He wasn't one till 76.
Yeah, that's so CIA it says director. 76 to 76.
So George,
he's only
H.W. Bush is behind this shit.
So
dude.
He was probably behind.
Getting this senator killed. The only congressman to die in the line of duty ever.
Yeah, ever.
Yeah, I could see Bush being behind that.
And he's only there a year. That's so
and
crazy.
And then it also says he served from 42 to 45. Aren't you supposed to serve for four years?
They said he was the shadow CIA director for a long time.
No. No, I don't think that's what. We'll get back to that. But so the CIA, basically hated this guy,
hated his guts,
and they sent him down basically on a suicide mission, right?
On a fact finding mission,
yeah,
to go find out the facts.
Suicide mission, right?
Yes,
they knew they were gonna kill.
They knew they were gonna kill that dude.
Yeah,
never let a tragedy go to waste, dude. They probably knew that the Jonestown massacre was about to happen.
Well, there was a CIA guy accompanying him in his
Richard Dwyer.
He was already down there. He was already down there.
On one of the tapes, while they're committing suicide, Jim Jones is like, "Get Dwyer out of here before something bad happens."
Yeah. Oh, that was the final time. Yeah, the final time you heard Jim Jones' voice is him saying that, "Get Dwyer out of here." And there's actually footage you can watch Dwyer basically duck out right before the shootings happens.
Yeah.
So the big thing that's very interesting about this whole thing is that let me find this thing real quick. Somebody broke this down on like how insane this whole thing is. About how like basically that you know that the CIA knew was in on it, because here's how it goes, right? This is from jonestown.sdsu.education, okay? Dude, look at San Diego State getting fucking weird, right? So it basically goes on that they sent a helicopter down, or they sent a plane down to investigate what happened. 25 minutes after it takes off, it says mass suicide had gone on. How'd the CIA know that?
Yeah.
They weren't down there, supposedly. They just taken off. There's no way they could have gotten there in that amount of time.
No cell phones, none of that bullshit.
No cell phones,
then.
None of that bullshit. Right?
Yeah.
The autopsies were very suspicious.
Yeah, some of them had been injected. Dude.
Yeah, I mean, like, some of them showed that they weren't, they didn't die from suicide. They were basically murdered.
Yeah, they were injected.
They were injected or shot with crossbows.
Yeah.
And the weird thing is, when the Guyanese army came in, they counted 400 bodies.
Yep.
And then that number grew to 900, and their explanation was that the bodies were stacked in a way where the 400 bodies were covering up an additional 500 bodies, which, I mean, I guess it could be kids and stuff, but, I mean, that really doesn't make any sense at all, you know?
When they said that, all I thought about was a 300 movie. You know how they're all stacked up as a wall, and then they all they're all behind alive. That's all I thought about. What, did you just miscount 500 people?
So this this is on the day at 3:04 a.m. on November 19th. The C-14 medevac left Charleston, North Carolina, for Gagne. 25 minutes later, at 3:29 a.m., the JCS, which is Justice, what is that? Hold on real quick. It is, I forget what department that is, dude. Of course, I can't remember that right now. But they basically, they have in their notes about the night, they basically, here it is. It's the Joint Chiefs of Staff in their, basically their chronicles. They chronic that, that when this shit all came down, hold on. So basically, they put in their the plane took off at 3:04. Okay, 25 minutes later at 3:29, the CIA reports CIA NOI 1WON reports mass suicide at Jonestown. How's that possible?
How they knew that? Prior knowledge. That's how that's possible.
Yeah, they knew.
You that's know what that reminds me of? That reminds me of Vegas. What just happened in Vegas? Where they just laid everything out right there up front, right in front of you. And you're like, how do you know all this already? It's just very interesting, dude. And they took out the guy that was trying to handcuff them because they're the most gangster of gangsters. The CIA don't give a... There's a lot of good people at the CIA, man. But there's this small fraction that just don't give a fuck.
Dude, Senator Ryan was trying to pass that bill, you know, to give him veto power over the CIA. And that bill was quashed before his body came back to the United States. The bill was gone.
So they basically, the CIA, who could be implicated in this thing, like always, sets the table for what we believe is happening, which is a mass suicide.
But right.
Nobody knows what really happened because the autopsies were so bad. This country is so half-assed backwards. And what we also saw that in the Vegas shooting, right? They didn't release the reports on how each person died. Everybody died from what they say, a head wound or a gunshot wound. Like, they didn't release any other information.
Because anytime the CIA is involved, you're never going to get a straight answer. None of it will ever make sense. And all the one common denominator is always the CIA.
Or the FBI, who I hear now is being basically infiltrated by the CIA. That's how fucking gangster.
And you know, it took like a week for family members to get the bodies from all the way over there. It means the bodies, they're rotting.
A lot of them, they cremated without asking the family's permission.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
That's a huge cover up, dude. That's a huge cover up. So,
dude, they said there were injection marks where people were injected with cyanide, and it'll be between their shoulder blades, like not somewhere you could reach and do it to yourself, obviously, you know.
That's murder.
Yeah, this was basically their attempt to see if how MKUltra and brainwashing works.
See if you can get socialists to kill themselves.
Well, dude, I think they got Jim Jones. I think they got him on some, like, LSD mind control shit, perhaps, when he first went out to San Francisco.
Yeah, dude, when I think, and
he really changes a lot.
And I think that when them having that Pee Wee Herman shit on him, like, I think that they kind of got their hooks into him with that.
Now, was he, dude,
if you're injecting LSD, shit's changing.
Yeah, I mean, dude.
Shit is changing if you're injecting LSD.
Look, I am a very pro LSD. I'm not trying to say, like, you know, I'm pro LSD, but I also knew a guy who got, like, was taken way too much, a lot, and he thought the government was after him, and he, like, they found him out in the fucking, he was, like, swimming out in the ocean trying to get away from the fucking imaginary government that was after him, So if you do too much LSD, you lose your fucking mind. Is, you know, I think we all know that. And so he was injecting that shit. That's like huge doses.
Yeah. I mean, like, and who is the guy who basically attacked the congressman with a knife? There's only one guy convicted in this whole thing. In the whole thing, one guy got convicted, and he was convicted of basically harming a congressman. That's what it was.
And you have 900 some odd people dead, and right? One guy gets convicted for assault.
And he basically gets out of some of it because he used a defense of brainwashing.
Yeah.
And it worked, which is basically...
Well, obviously he wasn't that brainwashed because he didn't commit suicide.
No, but he that's true, but he killed a bunch of people out there, dude. Like he tried to take out the Congress.
Well, people said that he didn't want to do it, that he was all nervous and crying. He's like, but I have to do it.
Yeah.
Kinda, he got made.
It's brainwashing.
Yeah.
It's, dude, if you look at all these guys who do these shootings, they all go to some weird, like, kind of youth detention center. Weird shit happens there. They're all, they all have weird kind of, they all say they hear voices, and they're all on prescription medication. It's all the same shit.
You ever see that?
Fuck their teachers.
And they all fuck their teachers.
No, none of them.
Remember none.
None of them, dude. Guys are totally right. You guys are totally right.
You got alone one
dude,
gun.
Dude, you ever see that Batman shooter when he was in court?
Dude, that's.
Oh yeah.
Dude, he's just completely like drugged out of his mind.
And his dad was about to drop some weird shit.
His dad was on some next level shit.
Who's the guy? The only guy to get killed? He had to do 20 years. But it wasn't even for the death of everybody. It was just for the death of that one senator. And when he tried, when his lawyer tried to put into evidence that Jim Jones was a CIA asset, the judge wouldn't let him do it. Unbelievable to me. Unbelievable. Yeah. They wouldn't let him show, even though there's all this evidence they totally won. I mean, like, dude, the stuff you guys brought up with him just basically jacking off at a movie theater, which is a pedo-gate shit. That's what they do with pedo-gate, is they get you, they find you doing something weird, and then they blackmail you.
And they own you.
Fuck yeah.
And he gets off. Who else got off? Snoop Dogg, same thing. Like
Snoop Dogg did that? He's on some Pizzagate shit?
I wouldn't doubt. I mean, they're all at that level, they're all kind of crazy, allegedly. But he was up on a murder rap that they thought he was gone.
Oh, okay.
And he got off. That. And that's why Tupac hated him.
Oh, I thought Snoop's fucking kids.
There's a guy that hates you every time you say that.
I know. He's like, fuck that. They were best friends. They were not best friends.
Yeah, so fuck.
You know? They were not best friends. Yeah, so, and there was even some Russian collusion with this Jones stuff, but yeah, man, it was a crazy thing. I mean, once again, you know, we see a dark hand involved in this incident. And you know what? 1,000 people dying, that's not that much. That's not that crazy for the CIA. They've been involved in crazier shit. They, you know.
It's like a smaller version of like what you were saying about the Hitler thing where they create this communist, you know, because everyone knew about the People's Temple. That shit was all in the news. And so it was like, hey, we can create this image of, hey, this is an idealized socialist community. And look what happens. They all go crazy and kill themselves.
Yep.
See why socialism's bad, everybody?
Yeah.
Like, you know.
It's total, and it scares everybody. Look at the hippies. They're doing drugs. Now everybody's dead.
Right. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants to go start their own commune after they hear about fucking Jonestown.
We can push that agenda and kill this congressman that's a thorn in our side at the same time.
Two birds,
why not?
Man.
Two birds.
That was a fucking successful operation.
For them.
You know, and it's just crazy because they do that shit, dude. It's just like they know how they emotionally get a response out of people, and it's unbelievable to me. You know, it's unbelievable to me. And I always expect that this is the podcast that pisses them off. So hopefully this won't be it. We're just talking about shit that's already out there. This is where I like to start a new thing I call I'm Not Suicidal. And I don't want to kill myself. I'm happy to be alive. I love everything.
Oh, man. You made it to the real level, dude.
Yeah, dude.
That's the good level. Dude, I saw a video that said you were a flat earth shill. Have you seen that video?
No. I love it, though.
It says that you're trying to hide the flat earth, dude. There's a video about you.
He'd be a round.
I'll send it. I'll find it. A round Earth shill.
Yeah,
round Earth shill.
I'm a gay.
Yeah.
I'm a gay Jew shill for sure, guys. Yeah. You guys are great. One more time, tell our listeners about your podcast.
Good morning, Jonestown. It's funny. We have a high production value, and we work really hard on it.
There's all kind of stuff in it. There's music. We do some pro. We have some real sponsors, and then we do some fake sponsors, and you can have fun figuring out which ones are which.
We got a cease and desist letter from AdamandEve.com.
Why? Why?
Because we said they were a sponsor and they weren't, and then we shit on them, and then we shit on them again.
And then they sent us a letter in the mail.
And then we shit on them one more time and hung it up.
So we just have a weird comedy show. It's mainly comedy, but we talk about all this weird shit too.
We got a pizza. Well, we don't know for sure.
They got
crazy titles.
There's a local pizza restaurant here, and we joked about them running some like Pizzagate shit, and then like a week later they closed. We don't know if we had anything to do with it,
dude.
But we like.
Take credit for it. I would if I was you.
All right, we did it, dude.
All right, guys. You guys are the best. I appreciate you guys coming on. We'll do this again very soon, man. I'm super excited.
Thank you, Sam.
You guys are hilarious. Thanks for being part of the show, and we'll talk to you guys soon. Guys, check out the Patreon. Check out the new T-shirts. And grab my special, Armageddon. It's dropping this Friday on Venmo. Just go put Armageddon, put in Sam Tripoli special. Sam Tripoli, you'll find it. I appreciate you guys. We'll talk to you guys soon. Take care.
Thank you.